A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters. Hi, I'm Audrey.
And I'm Ash.
And today we are talking about two mermaid horror movies for spooky season.
Spooky! It's the spooky episode of the Siren Sisters!
Boo! Oh! Wait, what are sirens? Wee woo! Wee
woo! Have we not made that joke yet?
Wee woo! Wee woo! Wee woo! Oh boy, that's great. So yeah, we're going to review two movies today. They are both mermaid horror, technically.
By genre, yes.
That's what they're labeled as.
Yeah.
and we're doing two because the first one left just a little bit to be desired.
It was ass.
it was not giving scary movie.
No.
In any way, shape, or form.
No. It was horrifying, but not in that way.
No. So we'll jump right in and we'll start reviewing The Lure, released in 2015, directed by Agnieszka Smaczyńska, written by Robert Balesto. I practiced. If it was wrong, I'm so sorry.
You did a great job. Director
Agnieszka.
Yeah, this is a Polish film.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? It wasn't dubbed, was it?
It was dubbed.
Was it? I forgot.
It was, and I had to go back and undub it because I hated the dub. So we watched The Lure in Polish with English subtitles, which, like, that part was fine. The subtitles were, they made sense, you know? Yeah. The singing was fine.
Yeah.
But the fact that there was singing was a surprise.
Yeah, we didn't realize it was a musical until they started singing. We were like, wait, what?
I was like, is this a joke?
Yeah. It's not. So,
it's not a joke. But in all of the English marketing, it's, you know, it's kind of advertised as like a mermaid horror movie.
Yeah.
And they don't really mention the singing right away?
No, they sure you don't.
You kind of have to dig to, like, find out that it's a singing movie.
Yeah, and, like, don't get us wrong, we love musicals. It's not that.
Love.
We're music love theater musicals. Geeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you gotta know it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And it seems like that was the way it was advertised in Poland. And it was advertised more as, like, a dark comedy or dark macabre musical, more in line with like Repo, the genetic opera. There's another that I'm trying to think of. But, you know, kind of like Repo.
Yeah.
So the plot is, it's a plot.
It is. Things happen in this movie.
Sometime in the 1980s, two mermaids, Golden and Silver, they're sisters. They encounter a rock band, Figs and Dates, relaxing and playing music on a beach in Poland at night. they accompany the band back to the nightclub where they regularly perform and begin playing gigs there, performing as strippers and backup dancers. The mermaids soon become their own act called The Lure, and the band, with the band backing them. Golden murders a bar patron after a show one night and continues to thirst for blood. Silver falls in love with the bassist, Mietek, but Mietek only sees her as a fish and not a woman, which he says to her face.
Directly he says those words. He's like, I will only see you... Does he call her an animal or a fish?
Calls,
I don't remember.
He calls her a fish.
Yeah.
He calls her a fish.
Because she's like flirting with him and stuff, and he's like... Yeah, you're cute and like flirting with you is nice and you get your boobies out on stage and that's cool. Mm-hmm. But like, well, I really only see you as a fish.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you can suck my dick though.
Oh yeah. He does say that.
Yeah. Like, love that for me.
Sure.
But you're just a fish because you don't have a real pussy. And
yeah.
I was like,
shall we talk about the scene where we see their anatomy for the first time?
Oh my God. They are, like, in the dressing room for the band, and the nightclub manager comes in and he's like, oh, these two naked girls are in here. They can't be in here. And he splashes water on them and they have their tails out. And he's like, ooh, smells like fish. And he like touches their fishy pee hole.
Yeah, they like their tails are like these long eel like silver blobby mm-hmm. tails. They're not like regular mermaid tails. They're definitely eel like.
Yeah.
With kind of like spines down them. Mm-hmm. And kind of like near the end, there's like a vagina hole.
Yeah.
That he like fingers.
He like touches. And I'm like, why is this happening?
And he's like, oh, they have vaginas. They can stay.
Just wild. Well, they have fish vaginas. When they are in their human forms, they are like Barbie dolls down there.
Yeah. That was so weird. Like, they stand up and there's just nothing. And even their butt cracks are like sealed.
Yeah. Yeah. They have sealed booties.
Yeah. They have titties, but nothing on the bottom. And it was like, we get close up shots and it's so freaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
The scariest part.
It honestly. It was so uncomfortable. They also like the manager is not like shocked that there are mermaids here.
Right.
It wasn't like a big secret or like a shocking revelation that these mythical animals existed, you know?
Yeah. He was just like, "Why does it stink like fish in here?" "Oh, they're sexy?" Okay.
Sexy mermaids, love that for me in my sexy nightclub.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, God. So they do lust for blood, though. Silver, they sure do. Just silver lust for dick, golden lust for blood. Golden meets Triton, who's a fellow sea creature and singer of a different band that does metal. And he informs her that if her sister falls in love and her love marries someone else, she will turn into sea foam if she she'll turn into sea foam if the love of her life marries someone else. If she is to have her tail removed, she will lose her voice. When Golden's murder victim is discovered, the band is all sitting together like in the apartment, and there's a news story about it on TV, and they're like, everyone kind of side eyes Golden like, did you fucking kill this guy? And Silver tries to cover for her and it doesn't go well. It's either the mom or the dad, but they end up like punching the sisters and they pass out and they think they've died.
I forgot how that happened. Yeah, they just like punch them and they fall down. And the family's like, oh, they're dead.
I guess they're dead. I mean, I guess? I don't know. So thinking that they've died, the bandmates roll up their bodies in carpets and throw them into the river.
Like you do. Flush them down the toilet.
I think it showed earlier in the movie that, like, being in water restores their health somewhat. It, like, regenerates their energy. So the band throws them into the river. The band returns to the club, and the sisters show up there, too. And they're like, we survived, bitch. And the band apologizes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. And Golden bites off the dad in the band's finger.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, we're even now, I guess.
I guess.
It's just, oh, boy.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. So Silver decides that she still loves Miatek, and even though he was a part of her covered-up murder. And she wants to have her tail surgically replaced with a pair of legs to make Miatek love her back. But this does make her lose her singing voice. This was probably the scariest part of the movie in general, like the most shocking. Mm-hmm. They have Silver on like a bed of ice. And there's another lady about her age on like in another bed of ice, and they just like chop him in half and swap sides.
Yeah. Like she's singing while it's happening. She's performing a song, like staring into the camera, like the camera's looking down at her from above, and she's just kind of blankly staring into the camera, just like singing. And the doctor just like takes a bone saw and starts cutting her above the navel.
Above like, the navel.
This, I know, like, we're swapping her tail for legs. Like, it's not real. But, like, cutting someone above the navel, you don't live like that. It's not like they amputate her legs or something. Like, her whole bottom half. They just cut it off.
Yeah.
And she's singing the whole time.
Which I thought was non-diegetic. So I thought her singing in that moment was more, like, an art choice. And she wasn't actually doing it.
I mean, yeah,
and it was like her emotional state. It was
because once she loses her tail, she loses her voice.
The whole it was so weird. But hooray, the surgery is a success, and she is like recovering and learning to use her new legs. And it's been like a singular day, and her and Mietek have they try to have sex like normal people.
Yep.
And Mietek is disgusted when she gets blood on him from her surgery scars. And I'm just like, why would y'all try this?
Literally, yeah. Like, almost no time has passed like, that we like, can tell.
Yeah, just wait a little bit. Like, what?
Yeah.
So weird. So Mietek later meets a woman in a recording studio that he eventually falls in love with and marries.
The sisters, surprise.
Oh, yeah. Surprise, surprise. So Golden does not react well to this information.
No.
She's like, you need to eat this man before he marries this bitch. So you're going to
turn into sea foam.
Exactly. But they did invite the sisters to the reception.
They sure did.
Yeah, they did. Oh, and the bandmates, dad and like wife, they split up.
Oh,
Because of all the drama, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah. And there's a scene where like the whole family does drugs for some reason.
Oh,
it's like a nurse shows up.
Yeah. So the family is like, they're being worn down by their guilt. And this lady comes in and, like, assuages their guilt with drugs.
Yeah. And it's a song, and I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was very much like, this is an artistic movie, and this is a capital A art choice. Yes. And it was dumb and bad.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. I had to, like, look up 3 other YouTube videos to be like, what the fuck did they mean by this?
What is this?
Why did this happen? Oh, boy. So Golden and Triton try to warn Silver that she must eat Mietek before daybreak or she will become sea foam. Silver dances with Mietek, but she cannot bring herself to eat him. And she turns into sea foam in his arms as they dance in the sunlight, like as the sun is rising.
Dumb.
Distraught, Golden tears out Mietek's throat and returns to the ocean in full view of the wedding party. I mean, yeah, I didn't think she was wrong for that.
No, I think that's totally valid because he was a bastard.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah.
Like, what the? You're not a real girl. What? What? Yeah. What the fuck?
Like...
And, like, their career goes well because they have these sirens, like...
Right. The lure thing they do, like, is very successful.
Yeah. So, like, they kind of use their mermaid singing powers to make the crowd do what they want. Like, it seems like their music makes the crowd, like, lose their inhibitions.
Yeah. So that's why it's, like, a big deal that Silver... got a vagina because now she doesn't have her voice, so they can't do their performances anymore.
She's not profitable anymore.
Right. So he doesn't want to. I guess it's all not a euphemism.
What's the word? It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
Euphemistic metaphor, but.
It is a little bit of a euphemism. But yeah. So like she runs back into the ocean. I did like the effect of Silver turning into sea foam. I thought that was pretty cool.
I was scared they were going to try to animate it and it was going to look like trash, but they didn't.
It was a good choice. They did a clever cutaway and they did a good edit and that was all they needed. And it was well done.
Yeah, and like their tails were practical, I think, the whole time, which I think was a good choice as well. Do we see them swim in the tails?
Not really. I think we see Golden swim at, well, no, she just drags that guy's body into the lake.
Yeah, well, river. She drags herself into the lake after she kills him.
Yeah. We see them swim up, but we don't see them swim. I don't think in we see them heels. Swim in water. Okay. Oh, you know what? We see them swim in a pool in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's kind of it. And I don't know. This movie was not really about the swimming. It was about it was about these girls being strippers.
Yes. It sure was.
Very funny. But yeah, I think the first song that they sing is one where they're on land. The, like, Miatek's mom in the band is, like, taking them shopping. And they're like, wow, it's so nice to be up on land. I'm gonna experience everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
It just comes out of nowhere. You're like, what is going on?
Yeah. So... is wild. Do we want to rate it for scale time?
Yeah, let's rate it on the mermaid scale. That's what we're here for.
Hell yeah. Honestly, probably like a 5 out of 10 mermaid scale.
Okay.
Like, they were mermaids a good chunk of the time. Like, we saw their tails a lot, and their tails were pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, and Golden killed that cop. Remember, she had like a she made out with a cop
who was
a girl.
Yeah, she like approaches her for being a murderer, and she's like, "What if we fucked instead?
And then they go
to the cop's house or something. Yeah. And they're like kissing weirdly, and I don't know if there's any boob grabbing or something, but then she kills her.
Well, yeah,
and that's
the
end.
She was hot on her trail.
Yeah, she's like, "You gotta go."
And it was a lady cop, so it was very, like, sensual.
Right.
They, like, make out while Golden is in fishy form. And I think that was also a metaphor for, like, lesbianism or something. I don't know. So, a lot of metaphors. Can't say I loved that.
No. I can't say that I didn't love it.
What was your mermaid scale?
Oh, mermaid scale. Wow, it's hard because there was mermaid content, but I didn't like it. So, I guess I'm going to go 4 because we do see them as mermaids. They have eel tails, which is still mermaidness.
I like a different tail, you know? I like when the tails aren't the same every time. So,
yeah. Like, I think it wouldn't have been as effective if they had regular cute mermaid tails. Mm-mm. Like, I think that's part of the point, is that they're kind of, like, yucky and weird and stuff. But
fishy.
Fishy, yeah. It's all a metaphor, a euphemistic metaphor for womanhood, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would
4.
Okay. I think that's solid. That's fair. As far as, like, stars in general for the movie... I'm going to give it a 1.5 out of 5 for, like, just movie-ness.
Because
there was some stuff in there that I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is an interesting choice. And then there was, like, what the fuck? Stop.
Yeah.
This is a bad choice.
Yeah. I think I'm going to just go with a 1. Just a straight up 1. Because, like, I left at the end. I was like, I wasted my time watching this. And I don't ever want to see it again. That's pretty bad for a mermaid movie, so.
Yeah, that's not glowing in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Don't watch it, guys.
No, that's one you can skip for sure. Yeah.
That's when we have to review another movie because this is not worth it.
Exactly. At the end of that movie, we were like, well, this is not what we wanted at all. So we did a little more searching, a little more Googling, and we found The Mermaid, Lake of the Dead.
Excuse me.
You're fine. Released in 2018 by Sviatoslav Podejski and Christopher Bevins.
Yeah, this is a Russian movie.
Yes. So, Russia, Poland, they love a spooky mermaid.
I guess they really do. Spooky water movies.
They're the only ones making scary mermaid movies.
Yeah.
That's probably not true. This one is definitely advertised as like, hey, this is going to be a horror movie. Yeah. Like, be ready for a spook and a scare.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No musicals in this one.
No, certainly not. Only background music. Thank God.
Yeah. So, as an early wedding present, Roma receives a surprise gift from his father, who I don't think he has a name.
He sure doesn't.
No, he's just Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. So his dad gives him a present in the form of ownership of the old family house that and the lake that it is built on. A gift made all the more surprising as their dad abandoned Roma and his older sister, Olga, 20 years earlier following the tragic death of their mother in that same lake.
Yeah, so, seems weird for a wedding gift.
Right? Like, why? What weird timing.
Yeah, weird.
Mm-hmm. So then we meet Roma's fiance, Marina. Get it?
Marina.
Marina. they're swimming in a pool, and she can't swim. And he's like, don't worry, babe, I got you.
Trust the water.
Trust the water. The water will guide you, is what he says to her.
And I'm like, that's
that's not how any of this works at all, actually.
You gotta fight the water.
Uh-huh. You gotta use the water.
Punch the water. Kick the water. Don't trust it.
Don't. You will drown.
Yeah.
So we get this, like, little vignette of them in the beginning. Like, he's teaching her how to swim. He and his friend Ilya go race in the pool, and she decides that's the time that she's gonna swim on her own.
Yeah, she's so like, she trust the water and lets go of the edge,
and she drowns,
starts drowning. Yeah,
he starts to drown, and Roma wins the race and sees her drowning in time and dives in to save her. And it's, you know, foreshadowing for later.
Mm-hmm.
So Ilya's like, all right, cool guys. Glad you didn't drown. Anyway, Roma, I've got this cool bachelor party because we need to celebrate your last night of freedom. So they're going on a road trip to the cabin and they're going to celebrate his last days as a bachelor there.
Woohoo.
So they get a bunch of strippers. Well, I think they get specifically one stripper.
Was it just one?
I think it was just one.
I thought it was at least a couple.
I don't know. Maybe it was like two or three. I have no idea. But he invites a bunch of the other friends over to the house. They're getting the house kind of ready to be lived in for people. They got a bunch of booze. And Roma's like, I actually cannot be in the same room as these strippers. And he goes out to the lake for a late night swim.
Yeah.
And okay. I just really want to emphasize that swimming in dark waters at night is a bad idea.
Not safe.
It's not safe. Especially
in real life. Scary movies.
Especially for real life. Like, it's a lake he does not know. Like, yeah. This isn't like he's used to swimming in this lake his whole life and, like, he kind of knows the layout, which that can be a thing. Sure. Like, it's still not recommended, though.
No.
And that lake was murky as fuck in the daytime.
Yeah. Especially by himself, too. Like,
yeah. Just night swimming alone. Don't worry about it.
He asked for it. The only time I'll ever say that.
That's true. So he gets back to the dock and a mysterious young woman who's also blonde and thin. And we were kind of confused whether it was Marina or not.
We don't really see her face. She's kind of like,
no,
her head's down and her hair's in her face.
Yeah. She's standing on the lakeside dock, brushing her hair, and she's wearing his shirt. And she beckons him with her singing voice.
Just like that.
And after Roma fails to resist a kiss, she hauntingly asks him, "Do you love me?
Do you love me?"
She said it the same way every time, too.
Yep.
It was so weird.
"Do you love me?"
So, Roma is now the newest target of the malevolent killer mermaid. Oh, no! So, he starts to get sicker and sicker and weirder as time goes on. He's kind of being tormented by, like, I'm going to say the sounds of water. Because yeah. The water sounds in this movie are, like, pervasive and kind of gross.
Yeah, and they're very thick.
Yeah. And I listen to rain sounds at night to sleep. I love Same. Listening to the ocean. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of thing. And I was like, why is this water sound gross?
See, I didn't notice really, but Josh also said the same thing. He's like, why are the water sounds like that?
Yeah. Josh and I, one brain, aligned. Same brain. Wavelengths aligned. Yes. So he has like a really bad swim practice and his coach yells at him. He is getting sicker and sicker and he starts like acting out kind of because he keeps seeing like visions of this awful mermaid and he's like running around.
Yeah, he like there's this scene where he's like laying on a couch or something all wrapped up and we see like the head cut off of the shot. But what we assume is Marina coming up with some tea. And so she, like, sits down and, like, reaches down and starts to, like, tickle his feet. And he's like, "Babe, stop. I'm sick. Stop." Blah! And he, like, rolls over and she's gone.
Yeah, there was no one there, actually.
Yeah, and then Marina comes in. She's like, "Here's some tea."
Yeah, she's like, "I actually do have your tea now."
Yeah.
But, yeah, Marina's, like, a good fiancé. She's like, "I can't believe your coach let you swim while you were this sick. Like, this is nuts."
Because he looks like shit.
He does. He looks rough. And they, like, took him to the hospital after he passed out in the pool at that swim practice. And then he just he saw the mermaid vision, and he just got up and ran away, and they took him home after that.
Yes, because, like, he passes out in the pool, and then he, like, wakes up, in quotes, and he's in the lake. And we're like, did he just get transported to the lake? And he's like swimming around. Right. But then he wakes back up and he's like drowning in the pool and they save him. So he's like, shit's happening to him.
He is not okay. He's being gaslit.
Yes.
He's being water. He's being waterboarded.
Yep.
So Ilya and Olga, Marina and Roma all decide that this is messed up. This happened after we went to the cabin. We need to go back to the cabin. And they go ask their dad. That's right.
Olga's like, "I know what to do."
Yeah. Well, Olga's like, "As a child, we used to scry with these mirrors and like ask each other who, if we'd see Mr. Wright in the mirrors." And she's like, "You know what? We got to go ask the owner of this fuck ass property, my father." Yes. So they go visit Roma and Olga's father, and their father looks like shit.
Yep.
He is still being haunted with visions of the mermaid that killed his wife 20 years prior. And he's like, "You guys can't go there. It's fucked."
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not cool, man. but we get some more backstory. He's basically like, "Yeah, so this happened to me too. And the only way that it stopped was when your mom like gave up her life for me. And that was the worst. And I hated that." And they were like, "Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go back out there and do a little more investigating." And he's like,
"Well, that didn't even stop it, though."
No, like, he's still haunted by visions of her, right?
Yeah, because he tells the story about like how she tried a ritual to stop it and it didn't work. Mm. And then the mermaid takes her and kills her. And he's like, "And I thought about her every day since then. Not your mother, the mermaid." Yeah. And he's like drawing pictures of her and painting pictures of the mermaid with her long blonde hair. And he's like still haunted by her every fucking day.
Yeah, it's very spooky.
Yeah, it is pretty spooky.
So they go out to the lake cabin again. Mm-hmm. And Marina does a little bit of investigating. She finds this little shed that was like a part of the original cabin, I think.
Sure.
It was like a little shed off to the side or something.
Yeah. It looked old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she finds a mirror and she finds this comb and she's like, okay, well, have their mermaid's comb. Olga's talked about this mirror. Oh, and there's a second mirror here. So I'm going to do my little scrying ritual and see what I can find. And she gets a vision of the mom who died trying to do this ritual to get back her loved one. So yeah, she
kind of learns. Did she also have the comb or did she not have the comb?
I think she had the comb.
Did she?
I think so. I think that's why she realized the comb was the mermaid's.
Okay. Because, yeah, the mom is, like, trying to perform a ritual, and she's like, take what is yours and give back the loved one. That's something she's chanting over and over again. So she's, like, trying to break this curse by giving her back her mermaid comb so she'll let her husband go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't work, but that's okay.
No. And that sequence is pretty spooky.
It is. There's a good little jump scare with the mirrors. It's like dark and spooky and there's candles everywhere. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
The mom does not look good.
No, she looks
like a ghost.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely a ghost. Which this is probably a good time to mention that this movie is technically not about mermaids.
Yeah.
Heartbreak sound.
We gotta say it.
Shattered glass sound.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
So it's advertised in English as, like, you know, the Mermaid Lake of the Dead. The original title is Rusalka, I'm not going to say it right, Orezo Mjortvik. Something like that.
I'm with you.
And the translation does, like, it's technically correct, but the Rusalka is a traditional... In traditional Slavic folklore is a very different type of creature. So instead of being half mermaid, half fish and luring people with their voices, a rusalka is the spirit of a woman who's died unnaturally near a large body of water, either murdered or suicide, something like, you know, suspicious.
Yeah.
And she is forced to haunt it by luring men into a watery death with their beautiful voices. Should the victim somehow resist the Rusalka's charm and refuse to love them, then the malevolent spirit will instead take away everyone that their victim loves. So, you know, it's like these wires are like, they're related.
Yeah, I can see why it happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So maybe the mom kind of is like a bonus Rusalka.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
I have no idea.
I mean, her spirit's involved.
Yeah, yeah. So after seeing the mom try and do that ritual, Marina tries to give back the special mermaid comb using the mirrors, doing that same chant. The mermaid takes the comb and they try to leave because they think that it's, you know, cool. But then their car slowly fills with water and Ilya, the friend, he starts to get mermaid hypnotized. And it's very clear the mermaid still has power over them and they are not okay.
Yeah, because, like, they have Ilya dive into the lake because they need to know her name is part of the ritual. So yes. Ilya dives down into the lake and finds a gravestone at the bottom of the lake. Mm-hmm. And they find out her name, which it's not translated exactly the same, but her name is, like, Jill Grigoryov or something like that.
Oh yeah. It's oh my gosh, I thought it started with an L. I know what you're talking about though,
because I think the initials on the comb are like L something.
Yeah,
but like the translation doesn't work, so they literally say out loud different initials to match the English name they're saying, but it's not what's on the comb. But yeah, it's like Jill something.
Yeah, this movie is dubbed over the whole time.
Yeah, we didn't say that. It is dubbed. This one is not in, like, Russian. I thought the dub was decent most of the time, to be fair.
I feel like the lead characters were dubbed better than the side characters.
Yeah, Ilya was weird for a while. He always had some kind of, like, echo on his voice for some reason, no matter where he was. But a lot of the times, I kind of forgot it was a dub. Like, it matched up pretty well.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Yeah.
Like, it was only a little goofy.
Yeah. Like, it can only be so good, you know?
Yeah. It had like, high-quality dub charm, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they go back to the house, and Olga and her father, like, Roma is just getting worse and worse and worse. Like, really bad.
Yeah. Because, like, well, I forget kind of how it happens, because I think maybe while... What's the girl's name? Marina is doing the ritual. Ilya's standing outside by himself, mm-hmm. and the mermaid approaches him, and mm-hmm. we see him kiss her. It's like, oh shit, he's been seduced by her.
He's been sirened.
Yeah. And they're all in the house, and like, I forget what happens to Ilya if he goes downstairs, because the basement has flooded, so there's water down there.
Yeah, the basement flooded, and at one point Ilya had blocked it off. He like boarded it up, making sure that the little mermaid couldn't leap out of the water down there.
Yeah.
And then after he gets hypnotized, he starts like tearing it down. He starts opening that part back up because the lake water is flooding into the basement.
Yeah. So the mermaid gets him mm-hmm. somehow. I forget. But then the other three are like, fuck it, Ilya's gone. We gotta go.
Yeah, I think Ilya's just kind of outside, hypnotized, because they run past him and his eyes are all like red.
Yeah, I was thinking mm-hmm. she had like grabbed him though, because they like leave him in the house.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. There is, this movie is kind of confusing because the spooky ghost rules aren't really followed. Like, it's not very clear whether the rules matter or not.
Yeah.
And it gets confusing with like the order of events, because they try and do a couple things more than once mm-hmm. in the same location, and it's like, when the fuck did this happen?
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's the jump scares are good. There was mm-hmm. multiple times when I was like, oh, and I didn't like it.
Aw, yay, good job.
It was great. But yeah, she'll like, cause sometimes she'll be a vision. Sometimes mm-hmm. she's popping up out of water mm-hmm. and like her scary face would change every time. Sometimes she had mm-hmm. like long anglerfish teeth. Sometimes she had like white ghost eyes. Sometimes she looked like a zombie. It was a little confusing in that way.
Yeah. It wasn't super consistent.
Yeah.
So
it was fun.
It was.
I think it would have helped understanding it more if it was more consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, they drive away because they're like, we just have to leave. Like, we can't. We thought we beat her. We didn't. So they're mm-hmm. driving away and it starts raining. And they're like, oh no, water. Da, da, da. And then the car breaks down. They're like, oh shit. So Roma gets out and he's like, don't worry, guys. I'll just go check under the hood. And Marina's like, no, don't go out there. And he's just standing out in the rain. La, 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 la. And Marina sees the evil mermaid standing in the woods. And mm-hmm. then she's like closer and she like touches the window. And then, I don't know, like everything shuts. And then the car starts mm-hmm. filling with water, which mm-hmm. I thought was so fun.
I loved it. It was a good choice for me.
Yeah, it like really helped solidify like her power water powers. I don't know. I thought it was unique. I haven't seen like that type of situation, and like to have them drown inside the car
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
on land. I thought it was cool.
It was. It's a really cool bit. So they end up going back to the lake house because they have to like run there, question mark.
Yeah, because like Roma breaks them out with a rock and they're like mm-hmm. we can't just run away. She can show up anywhere.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Marina's like, we have to fight her. We don't have any other choice.
I gotta go cut this bitch.
Yeah.
So Olga and Roma's father shows up one more time.
Wait.
And, oh.
Roma starts running towards the place. And Marina's like, hey, where are you going without us? Marina gets knocked out.
Oh,
and we're
that's
like, wait,
right.
What? Then Marina wakes back up and her and Olga are down mm-hmm. in the basement. Marina's tied up to a chair mm-hmm. and Olga's like, take the bride, give me back my brother. She's just chanting that over and over.
Yep. It's not great. It's not what you want when you're marrying into a family.
Right.
So Olga's, you know, come to the conclusion that it's a life for a life.
Yeah.
Which not like, I guess technically it kind of worked before, but it didn't work super great. So,
well, yeah, because their dad was still haunted by her. I don't really think it worked at all.
No, honestly. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I guess it worked in the way that he's alive, but
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's the fairy tale, I guess, is that the spirit takes everyone you love, mm-hmm. but he was still pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. So Olga's father shows up and he's like, no, 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 you you can't do this. I'm an old man. I'm going to sacrifice myself and finally, like, go with this creature that's haunted me for years. And they dive into the water. Marina gets free from her chair and she grabs a pair of scissors and they're kind of like struggling in the water. And Olga managed to grab onto the mermaid's hair.
Because like the dad, I forget how, if it's because Olga summoned her or mm-hmm. if it's just because the dad, she's like, I'm ready. And so the mermaid pops up and she's like, do you love me? And he says, yes. And she's like, no, you don't. She freaks out, and, like, grabs him and dives underwater with him.
I think it is because she summoned him, or she summoned the mermaid. But I think the dad kind of like intercepted.
Yeah.
So Olga's got a hold on the hair. Marina comes over with the scissors and she's like, I'm gonna cut this. She cuts the hair. I don't really know what she thought she would be doing.
I know, because I don't remember if she says it there or later, but earlier in the movie, Marina is giving Olga a haircut. Oh, and Olga asked for her hair clippings so she could take them home and burn them because, like, hair has power. It's, like, a kind of a superstitious thing. So I think maybe she says it later, but Marina puts it together, like, oh, hair has power. So I don't – maybe it's after that because, for some reason she cuts whatever lock of hair she has. Mm-hmm. The mermaid freaks out. She, like
– she's, like, in screeches. She's writhing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, kind of disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't remember whether or not we find the dad again.
So we definitely do not see Olga or the dad again. The dad is like underneath the water. Olga dives in and attempts to save her father. And we just don't see them for the rest of the movie.
Okay. Because, yeah, Marina just like runs away, right? She goes to find Roma.
Yeah. She's like, oh, my God, I figured it out. I have to go tell Roma so he can, you know, fight for himself. So Marina runs off to tell Roma that the hair is the mermaid's weakness and he has to cut off her hair in order to like make sure the power over him is no more. Marina decides she kind of like dives into the water. I don't think Roma's very responsive. I think he's having a water hallucination.
Yeah, I don't know if he has the red eyes or not, but it's like it's very obvious that he is under her spell. I don't remember if he jumps. I think he doesn't jump in the water. He's like, oh eventually. Shit. Marina pulls him back out.
Yes.
And then Marina's like, you're a dumbass. You can't do this. I have to fight her.
Yeah. So Marina dives in with the scissors. And she goes and tries to cut off her hair herself. We see them struggle in the water. And then it cuts back to the dock where Roma's kind of come to. And he sees, like, quote unquote, Marina come back up out of the lake. And he has the scissors in his hand. And he's all like, or no, the mermaid is like, do you love me? And he's like, ooh, I know this is not Marina. And he goes, yeah. And they kind of hug and he cuts her hair off.
Yeah, and she grabs all her hair and
cuts her hair off. She's not having a good time. She hates it, actually.
Yeah, she starts like her face morphs into like the mom and Marina and like her scary mermaid face. So we see that she's like a shapeshifter. And we get, like, the scary long teeth, and she's obviously, like, this is hurting her a lot.
After he cuts off all her hair, we get to see, like, her original face back when she was actually alive. And I know we do get a flashback of the origins of her whole tragic story.
Yeah, I forget when that happened.
It's like 200 or 300 years ago.
I mean, in the movie.
Oh,
does the dad tell us?
I think the dad tells them.
Yeah.
After he comes to the lake house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, we get a flashback, and it's old-timey times.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this young girl with, like, blonde hair down to her hips. It's very long.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes this guy.
Mm-hmm. A brown-haired boy.
At first, does he like her or pretend to like her?
I think he liked her at first, and then she probably did something weird. She goes up to him, and he's like, "Oh, I love you forever," and she's like, "Hooray!"
And
then she actually walks into the house, and all the guests that are in the house are like, "What the fuck is she doing here?" Like, "Oh my god!" So we don't see why they broke up. What happened to make them break up? But he is married. Who knows? I have no idea.
I feel like he was just playing her the whole time.
I don't have enough information.
They didn't give us that info.
No, they did not. And we see brown-haired boy marry a brown-haired girl. And he's like, go away.
And yeah, she walks up to him. She's like, do you love me? And he's like, no, go away.
Yeah.
And you're weird.
His bride is also like, get out of here.
Yes.
And our ghosty mermaid Rasalka lady, she takes a pair of scissors and she stabs the bride. Like she murders them. And then the mob chases her into the lake.
Yeah. Until she drowns.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like her whole spooky origin story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Roma has seemingly defeated the mermaid by cutting off her hair. He realizes Marina is in the lake, so he dives in to save Marina because she still can't swim.
We do see, once he cuts off her hair, she's her regular face, and she falls back into the water, and all these like dark, spooky hands come up and like grab her,
which
bring her down.
I bet those are the ghosts of her like previous victims.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because first that happened to, I think, Ilya maybe and Roma. We see those same kind of dark hands, what looked like multiple people kind of dragging them underwater. So it seemed like maybe she had control over their spirits.
Ooh.
And then once they took her power, then the spirits like went after her.
I like that. And we do see her hair is now like kind of at her shoulders, like her jaw length almost.
Yeah. And it does. This is Rapunzel rules. When they cut her hair off, it turns brown.
Oh yeah, no, it burned.
Does it burn? Is that what's
it
happening?
It burns. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that it makes burns. Sense. It like falls, it burns on the ground, and it's, you know, blackened after that. So Roma goes in, he grabs Marina, he gives her mouth to mouth for a very long time on the dock.
Yes.
And he was like, no, I made it in time. And after, like, what, 2 minutes, she does a, and she is fine.
Coughs up water, and she's alive.
exactly. The next scene is basically, like, them driving away. The rain has stopped. The sun is coming out. So we can assume everything will be dry eventually.
Yeah.
No more gross water sounds. Mm-hmm. And as they're driving away, Marina is kind of like combing her hair with her hands, and her hair is still long. And Roma gives her like this suspicious look and then keeps driving.
Yep.
That's the end. So I think we're supposed to be like, did he pick the correct blonde Russian woman?
Yeah. We're supposed to be like suspicious of her. I kind of wondered if they were almost going to like make the spirit like have transferred into Marina,
maybe yeah, like a possession kind of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that wasn't
that's not in her power set as we know it.
Right. Yeah, there's no reason for us to think that, but like, why is he suspicious of her?
Yeah, literally why? But maybe it's just trauma.
Just to be ambiguous.
Right, they just wanted to leave it not so tied up in a bow.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Which is fun, because we both of us were like, wait, what? Wait, what just happened?
Yeah, we're like, but her hair is long, so it didn't get cut.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, we saw her turn into a scary fish lady. Like, definitely was the right one.
Maybe she did die in the lake, and she's a Rasalka now, but she doesn't know it. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know, because, like, she was in there for a while.
That's true. If she did die, I don't know. Interesting.
Maybe but like
a Rusalka now.
Can you just put a Rusalka in a car and drive away?
That's true. I don't know.
I don't know either. But we don't see the sister, the dad, or Ilya ever again in the movie.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're dead, I think. I don't really know.
She got him.
But yeah, that is the end of our synopsis of Mermaid, Lake of the Dead.
Lake of the Dead.
It's a little hard to give it a scale rating because
she's
more of like a water entity and she does not have a fin.
Yeah, she never has like fish qualities.
No, but there's a lot of water and I'm almost like, for me, I'm almost like, do I count that? And
I like her long hair
and the angler teeth. I would count that.
Sure.
I think I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10 on the scale. Mm-hmm. Just because we don't actually get a fin.
Right.
But I want to give it 2 points.
Yeah. I'm going to give it 1 because we do get water elements and she does have long mermaid hair and that's as close as it gets. And I want a tail for a movie that has mermaid in the title.
I would agree with that.
But I still liked it. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, the mermaid scale is for the mermaid aspects only. So
Exactly. So not like huge on the mermaid side of things. But I think it was pretty good on the movie side of things.
Yeah.
Since I am so stuck up about horror, I'm probably only going to give it a 3 out of 5. But it was solid. Like, I enjoyed watching it. I thought the jump scares were good. It was a good time. Like, I would recommend this as a fun watch. I wouldn't say it's, like, the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life. It wasn't the most comprehensive movie I've ever seen in my life. Just because of those, like, the rules were a little confusing for the monster. And it wasn't super consistent with, like, the timeline of things, I felt. Like, it was kind of hard to keep track of. But yeah, really solid.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was also going to say a 3 out of 5. Like,
wow.
It was fun. I enjoyed watching it. It scared me sometimes. I'm like a horror movie baby. I haven't seen a lot. And I could be sensitive to some things. But I liked this. And the jump scares were good. Spooky. Yeah, the storyline itself, like, the plot was kind of weak. And, like, again, I still don't really know why her hair had her power. Like, there wasn't a specific reason for that to happen. Unless it's, like, really, like, tied really obvious in Slavic mythology.
I mean, hair can be, like, a central part of a lot of pagan, like, rituals.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I can't think of anything specific that is, like, tied to hair.
Yeah, like, I thought something was going to happen in her backstory where, like, that would make it happen. Like if the mob cut off her hair or something. Or, like, I don't know. Like, it just, other than her being like, oh, Olga said once that hair has powers. So that means this is how we defeat her this time.
Yeah. Which is wild. Like, that would be a crazy, like, leap, you know? Whatever. Well, okay, I guess in Slavic tradition, the first hair that's cut from a child is kept and later used as an amulet or medicine. So it's like a thing, I guess. They have, like, rules about hair. And they, like, keep their hair real long in traditional mythologies.
So maybe it's less of a jump, like, in Russia, where this movie aired.
Yeah. Well, and so I think the comb's the red herring. We're supposed to think the thing that she cares about the most is her comb.
Right.
But the thing she cares most about is probably her hair. And, like, I guess the comb would, you know, that's kind of a little logical step there.
Yeah.
Like
it wasn't totally out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't,
and like she does accidentally stumble on it when she cuts, like, a piece of her hair, and it really hurts her, so she's like, oh, I can hurt her more.
Yeah, yeah. She's putting the pieces together.
But we were also kind of like, why did she cut the hair in the first place?
Yeah, I'll have to watch that part again. But I think Olga got like a hold of it, and it was going to drag her down too, because yeah, Olga wouldn't let go. Maybe she was
just saving Olga.
Which it seems like that was the case, because they were pretty close before Olga was going to sacrifice her to the mermaid.
They were friends.
Yeah, they were good friends. the lure's fun. Or not the lure. Mermaid Lake of the Dead was a fun one.
Yeah, I would like Halloween-y horror mermaid choices are slim pickings. So. Yeah.
This is worth a watch.
Yeah, definitely. It's worth a watch. We already said that.
Yeah.
What else is there to say?
Ugh, I don't even know.
It's not amazing. It's not perfect, but it's fun.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know what is perfect and fun and super great? I was going to say my ocean fact, but it is my Spooky Lake fact. Because... believe it or not, it is Spooky Lake Month. If you're on TikTok, you might have already seen the creator Geodesaurus. Every October, she puts out videos throughout the month for Spooky Lake. So she goes through the haunted hydrology of the lakes of our planet. And she's actually going to release a book. There is a book planned for, I think, 2024. And it is available for pre-order. If you look up the author, Geo Rutherford, it is called Spooky Lakes, 25 Strange and Mysterious Lakes That Dot Our Planet. But I love Spooky Lake Month.
It's good.
If you're familiar with it, she starts every video with, yes, hello. This is Spooky Lake Month. yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
It's like immediate serotonin when I hear the yes, hello. So my ocean fact is that you should look up Geodesaurus on TikTok. And I think there are YouTube compilations of her videos as well. But look up Spooky Lake Month and have a great time.
Because she illustrated that book as well, which I think is really cool.
So actually this is really fun. I got to go to her art installation in Milwaukee.
What?
I know. And she was there and I was too shy to say hello. Well, and she was also talking with other people. Very tall. She's so tall.
Wow.
I know. I was like, wow. She's a Wisconsin-based artist who focuses her work on the Great Lakes and like art education, education about conservation through art. And one of her exhibits was, it's called an art book, but it's basically a book where the pages are not pages. So hers was really cool. You opened up a box and each, like, quote-unquote page was a little tube filled with debris from the lakes that she found on the beaches. So one had, like, a bunch of little plastic soldiers, and one had a bunch of specific, like, filament or sediment from the lake. And, like, some were shells, some were... it was just, like, really cool beach finds.
Wow.
And the like, art... placard that accompanied it. I think it went through like, hey, we find all this stuff and it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, we got to be careful about this. We got to be careful about pollution. And, you know, we're impacting our environment in ways that we truly don't understand. And we need to look more into this. So love Geodesaurus. She's a great artist and she's from Wisconsin. Love that.
That's so cool. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I've got pictures from the exhibit. I know. I'll post them. I will.
Yes, we'll post them.
It'll be fun.
And now we have a new segment called Ashley's Treasure Trove.
Yay! Oh my gosh.
This is the part of the episode where I recommend a mermaid-themed thing. Something you can buy, something you can look up, whatever. So for our first recommendation, I am going to I was going to say represent. I wish I was representing them.
Oh my God. One day you will.
Hit us up. Finn Folk, who is a Mermaid Tail creator, and Mirbella Studios, also a mermaid like accessory and tail creator, have collabed and they are releasing tails. There's going to be a sale at the end of the month, I think on the 27th, but they are fabric tails. And if you know anything about like mermaid tails, they are expensive, like silicone tails, which is what like, the performers wear are like, they can be thousands of dollars. So fabric tails is a really great option because those can be like, you know, $200 when you add on the fins, it can go up from there, but like a lot more feasible for more people. And I think Finn Folk's fabric tails are some of the most beautiful and realistic that I've ever seen. They take pictures of their silicone tails and print that as the print on the fabric. So they look so good and they look so beautiful. So specifically, they just posted recently one they're calling the Asteria tail, and it's like based off like a god or goddess of like the sky and the stars and stuff, and it's like purple and blue and white, and it has like a frilly kind of tail, and it's literally so beautiful. And I sent the post to Audrey. I was like, this is literally me as a mermaid tail. And it's gorgeous.
It's true.
Keep an eye out if you would like a mermaid tail for yourself. Highly recommend Finfolk/Mirbella. Check them out.
So cool. It looks like Mirbella does sell leggings as well, so that might be more my budget.
That would be super fun.
Right? But oh my gosh, so cool. Just gorgeous. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for Spooky Mermaid Month.
Spooky Mermaid Month.
Happy Halloween. Stay safe out there. Check your candy. That's a myth. Don't swim at night. Check your candy. Don't fall in love with a man who's going to marry someone else, or else you'll turn into seafoam and or become a Rasalka.
Yeah, just but if that happens, kill him.
Yeah, just like eat
it's
him.
It's worth it. Just eat him up.
Just eat him. Nom, nom, nom. It's fine. They're full of protein. I've been Audrey.
I've been Ash.
It's time for us to go back into the ocean. Dive in with us next time as we review something else mermaid-based.
Something else.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Splash.